From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
They're not there to serve you and me and the family farmer. They're there beholden to billionaires and their corporate overlords.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
You see our nation fraying and fracturing.
This is not normal. This is not the country that I grew up in.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
Correct. We know better. We know better.
Clip that.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, it's the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Brewers are winning 4-1 in this five-game, four-day series with the Chicago Cubs. A heartbreaker last night. Were you watching? I know I was. I thought that one was going to squeak through right at the bottom of the ninth. But the Brewers looking to be in good shape. I'll keep you posted. No outs. Again, bottom of the ninth. Brewers up 4-1, three outs away from logging up a W against the I-94 rivals, the Chicago Cubs. Of course, the Brewers bringing it back home in their next weekend homestand. We're going to have those free tickets because it's Friday tomorrow. So don't forget to tune in to all your favorite Civic Media hosts. We'll be giving away tickets all day. We'll give them away here on this fine program in the 4 o'clock hour. So be sure you've got that Civic Media app downloaded and ready to go for Free Ticket Friday tomorrow. I know I'm excited. I'm going to one of the games this weekend. It's going to be a good time. Good baseball weekend this weekend. I am very hopeful. Brewers facing off against the San Francisco Giants across this homecoming three-day Friday, Saturday, Sunday stand after they, I hope, in short order, take care of the Cubs. We got a runner on first and one out. So two outs to go, folks. We will keep you posted. A bit more of breaking news before I tell you about our first great guest this afternoon. A federal judge ruled just within the last couple of hours that President Donald Trump's former criminal defense lawyer, and I'm going to put lawyer in air quotes, Alina Haba, has been unlawfully serving as the top federal prosecutor in New Jersey. The court saying the administration used a, quote, novel series of legal and personnel moves held that Haba's term as the interim U.S. attorney ended in July. And that the Trump administration's maneuvers to keep her in the post without getting confirmation from the U.S. Senate didn't follow the procedures required by federal law. Yeah, you think? I don't know. Here's what the judge wrote. Quote, faced with the question of whether Ms. Haba is lawfully performing the functions and duties of the Office of the United States Attorney for the District of New Jersey, I conclude she is not. I love it when judges actually speak the English. You know what I'm saying? Nice and plain. That we understand. That judge actually indicated without a request from the administration, he's putting his decision on hold to let appeals proceed. I think that's fairly wise because the appeal was guaranteed in this instance. This case challenging her continued status as some sort of, I don't know, interim or acting, who knows what she was in that role. It was brought by criminal defendants that she had charged, her office had charged, after she took over as interim U.S. attorney. But after that ostensible July cutoff date. So here's what's interesting about this case. A lot of federal courts, most of them who have not found in favor of challengers to Trump administration policies that are clearly illegal or unconstitutional, where those haven't been successful, it has nearly entirely been because the plaintiffs in those cases lacked standing. This case, in my opinion, is really interesting because ain't nobody that can argue that defendants, criminal defendants charged by the office that she was no longer in charge of, yeah, they clearly have standing, so that's not going to bounce this case out of the federal court. So watch this space. This will be an interesting one, especially since, again, air quotes here, Attorney Haba didn't even know enough that you have to stand when a judge walks into the courtroom. This was back when she was still defending Donald Trump. kind of an embarrassment. This woman, however, knows no shame nor anything that could embarrass her, as long as the lips are firmly attached to the Trump rump. Other breaking news this afternoon, Trump is expected to sign an executive order today that would direct the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against people who burn the American flag. Because that's our biggest problem as a country. Also, breaking news, Trump announcing earlier today that he will be joining police and FBI and potentially National Guards members while they are on patrol in Washington, D.C. tonight. I'm sure that'll make their jobs so much easier. I'm sure he'll really be a big value add. It's not just a photo opportunity, folks. It's, never mind. Also, very interestingly, today, Donald Trump, of course, had asked these other states to send their National Guards troops, and West Virginia, Ohio, and South Carolina are complying, because I'm sure every single one of the Guards people from South Carolina, Ohio, and West Virginia assumed they wouldn't be helping their fellow residents of the state that they live in response to a natural disaster. I'm sure they all signed up to travel to Washington, D.C. under a fake made-up emergency from a would-be tin pot dictator to what? I don't know, police their fellow citizens. Yeah, again, no, they didn't. And back here in local news, this one's an oddball bit of breaking news this afternoon. An English court has sentenced a West Dallas woman to 30 years in prison for her role in a bungled plot to kill a man with whom her online boyfriend had an ongoing beef. I'm sure this is coming to a Netflix documentary special near you sometime soon. It is a wild... She shot this guy or at him like five times, didn't kill him. He got away. She came back to his house, tried to shoot him. You cannot make this stuff up. It is the stuff for made-for-TV movies. I'm sure there'll be one. But yes, this West Dallas woman, Amy Betro, she'll be doing 30 in a British prison. Fascinating. Making West Dallas proud, Amy. Well done. And finally, again, here in local news, Governor Tony Evers says, implement the damn rules already. Governor Evers is telling state agencies not to wait for Republican-led legislative committees to sign off on a backlog of administrative rules governing topics ranging from wolf management to professional licensing. Some of these rules have been held up for years, but Evers is arguing to his department heads that a recent Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling last month cleared the way for him to give final approval to the proposals without getting a legislative committee's okay. Fascinating. I like Governor Evers when he's got a little spicy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're lame duck now, Tony. Spice it up. Get as spicy as you want to be. That is your breaking news this afternoon. Let me bring on my first guest. His name is Jack Eckbald. He is the 4th District Supervisor here in Milwaukee County. Friend of mine and now a friend of yours. Welcome to the show, Jack. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Maggie. And it's Eckblad. It's
Eckblad. I do this every time, Jack. I need it like tattooed on my head. I'm sorry.
You're good. It's an odd name because it looks like it shouldn't be pronounced the way it's written.
Yes.
So it's a genuine curveball.
Well, as someone who has had her last name mangled for decades, you have my fervent promise that I will endeavor to get it right going forward. Milwaukee County Supervisor Jack Eckblad, thanks so much for being here, Jack. Let's talk about housing. Everyone I talk to who is looking for housing, whether it's rental or their first house or a bigger house because they've got their second kid, everybody seems to be struggling over the price of housing. We have an affordability crisis. Of course, Donald Trump has done, nothing to help that at all whatsoever. Flag burning instead, top of mind for the Trump administration. Yeah. But you, your fellow supervisors, and the county executive and Milwaukee County's housing department have made great strides in this area. Tell us about something special that was included in the budget for 2026 and how it's going to impact Milwaukee County residents.
Yeah, so we're fighting for the budget in 2026 right now, and I'm really hoping that we're going to get flexible rental assistance for the unhoused. So for those of you listening who don't have a great geography for the Milwaukee County Board, can be forgiven. My district is right up against the lake. We go from the Port of Milwaukee south to the airport. And we actually had to find a way to remove two homeless encampments at Park and Rides last year. And, you know, the struggle for housing is so acute in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin. Milwaukee, I believe, ranks 11th as the tightest rental market in the state of in the country.
It's gotten worse. It's gotten worse.
Rents
in the last couple of years. Yep.
Rents have gone up 30% statistically in Milwaukee. And actually, anecdotally, there's a lot of evidence that in places like Bayview and other places, it's gone up more like 40%. So rent is skyrocketing. And it's a supply issue as much as it is anything else. You are more likely to lose your job because you are unhoused than to become unhoused because you lost your job.
Right.
And there is an amazing team in Milwaukee County that does direct outreach to those who are unhoused. And the flexible rental assistance puts dollars in that team's hands so they can literally get people off the street, whether it's a hotel room, whether it's a voucher for housing, or making up the gap in your security deposit. It is just critical that we get these folks off the street and into housing. And whether you care about mental health, health care, you know, child protective services, all of these go back to housing. It's at the core of everything we do. And I disagree that Donald Trump's done nothing. I think he's done worse than nothing. Because there has been a housing first policy that's been working in places, and he has defunded that. He's defunded keeping a roof over children's heads.
Folks, again, that's Jack Ekblad, Milwaukee County Supervisor. Jack, I brought this up, and I often on the show talk about that things that seem local actually are national. Things that seem national can be related to the local, that we're often looking at things that may appear disparate but are of a whole. And I spoke specifically about Milwaukee County's approach while I was still with the county, so in very recent years, to unhoused folks that have set up encampments. And I drew a sharp distinction between the incredibly intentional, careful, and deliberate approach that the Milwaukee County Housing Department, in partnership with the Milwaukee County Board, has taken, where folks are given notice. Social workers are sent out, wraparound services are sent out, people are given resources. We establish emergency temporary housing. Their things aren't thrown out. I've tried to, and now, Jack, you're describing what the board and the county executive are hoping to get into this budget to provide further direct assistance to folks that are unhoused. Putting that in sharp relief against Donald Trump's approach, which is to direct people, to destruct people's tents, to take the very few personal possessions that they hold so dear that while unhoused, they carry these things around with them and simply put them into a dumpster and tell these people, go kick rocks, pound sand, whatever metaphor you want to use, you're not our problem anymore. This idea that some people in this country are throwaways is really abhorrent to me, Jack. And I want to talk about how we can address those things, stay true to progressive values, and yet build bridges to others within the Democratic Party and reopen the Democratic Party to conservatives of good faith as well. That's the challenge in 2026. We're going to discuss that challenge with Milwaukee County Board Supervisor Jack Ekblad. When we return, don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.